The IRS, by the way, says it's going to grant Boston area taxpayers extensions on filing since yesterday was tax day. But even an extension is not going to save them and most Americans who file this year from making a specific mistake. If you bought something online and did not pay your state sales tax, you broke the rules. Same thing if you bought a book in New Hampshire where there's no sales tax, but you live in Massachusetts where there is. You're supposed to pay Massachusetts tax on that book anyway. It's called a use tax. Hannah Jaffe-Wald of our Planet Money team has been wondering who actually pays that tax.
Tax lawyers and accountants. I believe that's the answer. 45 states have instituted a use tax, and about 1.6% of those taxpayers actually pay it. So I figured I'd ask a representative of that particular 1.6% to show us what this thing we're all supposed to be doing every year actually looks like.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I go through my credit card receipts.
Daniel Gottfried is a lawyer at Rogan Nassau in Connecticut. And Daniel's use tax obligation is mostly thanks to online purchases. Some online vendors collect sales tax, some don't. If they don't, Daniel himself has to figure out what he owes and then pay it when he files his return.
And I would look and I'll see my charges from Amazon. Right now, for example, here's one from May where I bought something for $22.98. So my purchase that was $22.98, I have to pay, you know, an additional $1.40 to the state.
This process can take hours, partly because Daniel often has to go back and check if the vendor actually did charge him sales tax. He knows Amazon did not, Best Buy did, but there's a bunch he doesn't know.
Well, I need to figure out a new one this year. There's diapers.com. We have a baby, and we discovered diapers.com recently. I have no idea if they assess sales tax or not when they sell me things.
So Daniel says I'll have to go back and find the email receipt from diapers.com. At which point, Daniel's colleague, David Buckley, sitting there with him, points out it's possible there's a use tax exemption on diapers. Oh, yeah. Then David turns to me and says, did you know there's a long list of things that are exempt?
Bicycle helmets, child car seats, college textbooks, firearm safety devices.
I don't think there's an exemption for diapers. I have no idea. I'm looking here. It says medical goods like disposable pads for incontinency are exempt. But I don't think my baby's incontinent. I think he's just a baby who needs diapers.
And those are things that the average person in Connecticut is supposed to know?
Yeah.
This is what the use tax asks of millions of taxpayers every year. And every year, Daniel and David oblige because they know the rules. Plus, there's a rumor floating around the tax professionals community in Connecticut that the Department of Revenue would love to nail a tax lawyer or CPA on use taxes, someone they could easily prove was aware of the use tax and did not pay it. Make an example of him or her. This is a notion I heard from multiple tax lawyers, and one that the Department of Revenue's own commissioner, Kevin Sullivan, seemed to find hilarious.
I don't think we have any particular plan to single out any class or caste of taxpayers.
Sullivan says the state basically never goes after someone for use tax violation. Most states don't. Think about how expensive it is to audit someone versus the $60 or so the state could potentially collect. But Commissioner Sullivan says the expectation that taxpayers would voluntarily go through what Daniel and David do every year is completely reasonable. In fact, he says, volunteering to figure out what you owe and then paying is the foundation of the U.S. tax system.
The system works because people pay their taxes. By and large, in America, people don't have to be, you know, rousted out of bed at gunpoint in order to file their income tax. Most people do it.
But this is like the most extreme version
This is the ultimate code of honor, right?
And it seems like we're failing the test of the ultimate code of honor.
I think people are to be somewhat forgiven for simply not knowing. And is it easy to beat this tax? Sure, you just don't do it.
Enough people just don't do it that states seem ready to abandon the honor code, at least in part. Right now, states are on the path to forcing online retailers to collect sales tax through the courts or through a bill in Congress. If they can do it, estimates show they could bring in an extra $11.4 billion a year. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.